Prayer is an art. The apostles were aware of this. That is why in today's gospel, we read that after having watched Jesus praying, they besieged him, "Lord, teach us how to pray." It is now 10 years since I first arrived in Albania, and now I have settled here as a Maltese Dominican missionary. My experience in this country has helped me in so many ways to deepen my understanding of prayer and to develop the art of prayer. Albania is the poorest country in Europe. Throughout these 10 years, I have lived very closely to the lives of many poor people, and I can honestly say that I am very much indebted to them, because it was through these people, more than anybody else, that I have deepened my knowledge of the art of prayer. Indeed, the experience of beggars turning to us in their needs and the manner in which they beg has helped me to make these reflections. First, why do they turn to us, priests and religious? Simply because they know that our doors and our hearts are always open to them, for we are sensitive to their plight. In other words, they turn to us because they believe in us. Secondly, they don't give up easily, even if our first answer was, "I can't help you." They keep insisting until they get at least some of the help they had asked for. Thirdly, most of them are not shy to beg. They are compelled to do it because they are badly in need of help. But if they are shy to do it themselves, what do? They send their children. Maybe one of the reasons why our Lord urged us to become like little children was precisely this. Children are very much aware that they are powerless, in need of help, and so they are not shy to beg. They are empty-handed. Now we can easily apply this to the art of prayer. Why do we turn to God in prayer? Precisely because we believe in Him. We are convinced that He is close to each and every one of us, and we are more than sure of His fatherly love. Some philosophers, like Aristotle, could never dream of a God who is close to humankind. He is utterly transcendent. How can an infinite being be moved by the plight of human frailty? But this is not the God of the Bible, the God who revealed Himself as a loving Father. Similarly, Jesus wants us to address Him in the same tone. In answer to the apostles' request, "Teach us how to pray," Jesus replies by teaching them a prayer which addresses God as Father, which here translates the Aramaic word Abba, a word which perhaps would more appropriately be translated by the word Daddy, as Abba is the familiar word with which a Hebrew child would address his father. So, prayer creates a particular relationship with God as a loving Father. Jesus continues to emphasize this type of relationship when He says, "Would a father give a stone if asked for a bread, or a snake if asked for a fish, or a scorpion if asked for an egg?" A second point about prayer is that it is an exercise in faith. But this is not an abstract faith. It is an existential faith, which demands perseverance in prayer and a commitment to prayer. Again, in today's gospel, Jesus stresses this need by narrating the parable of the man who goes to his friend in the middle of the night, persistently asking for 3 loaves. The message which this is also giving is that prayer is efficacious. Over many years, Saint Monica prayed and shed many tears, desiring the conversion of her son Augustine. These prayers were answered, but many years passed before she could see the fruit of her tears. but she never gave up. Perseverance in prayer expresses our belief in the efficacy of prayer. And finally, prayer must always be accompanied by a humble and simple attitude. It is the humility of the publican who entered the temple deeply aware that he was badly in need of God's mercy, which led to his conversion. So it is when we have the simplicity of a child who is aware that he is not self-sufficient, that we can learn to pray. We must approach God empty-handed. Yes, God's gifts are for the empty-handed. If they are filled with pebbles, we leave no room for his gifts. The first reading exhorts us to consider the simplicity of Abraham as he dialogues with God. He is bargaining with God as he intercedes for the people of Sodom and Gomorrah. Abraham himself admits that he was speaking boldly with God, even though he says, "I am but dust and ashes." This reminds us of two other great Old Testament figures who dared to speak with the Lord with the same boldness and frankness, Moses and Jeremiah. Prayer opens us to God in such a way that we can speak familiarly with him. However, prayer is not simply begging, it is also praise, thanksgiving, and asking for forgiveness. When I speak with children about the different approaches to prayer, I find it easy to explain this to them by referring to four words: hello, please, thank you, and sorry. Prayer is not only please, it is also hello, thank you, and sorry. That is why the Lord's Prayer includes not only the words, "Give us each day our daily bread," but also the invocations, "May your name be held holy, your kingdom come, forgive us our sins." The example of Jesus encouraged the apostles to turn to him and to ask him, "Please teach us how to pray." But how do we pray? Do we pray like Abraham or Moses or Jeremiah? Do we pray like Jesus? May we pray in such a way that others too may be enticed to turn to God in a childlike trust as they address him, our Father.